It was astounding. Absolutely 100. I'm still gobsmacked, actually, when it comes right down to it. It hasn't completely processed.
Well, how has that changed your life?
In a complete and total way. I had wonderful opportunities in my future beforehand, and it has quadrupled that. It's opened up doors that I never thought were existed for me in terms of my career and being able to choose the music that I want to be going into, the roles that I get to spend my time on. It's a luxury in the highest degree.
You know, winning the Met competition is no small feat either. And yet you say Cardiff has taken you even higher than that in terms of what you're able to do. What are some of those things?
Well, it really broadened my horizon in the European and really world spectrum. The Met competition is really, really wonderful, but it is only open to American singers. So when you're on the world stage of Cardiff Singer of the World, you really do get international attention. So since then, I've picked up European management. It's exciting. This year holds some incredible travels. I get to go to Japan and Finland and Turkey and places that I really had absolutely no anticipation of going anytime soon.
And you've been in New York recently, too.
Yes, yes. I spent actually the longest period I've been in New York at one point just now. I got back on Monday.
From?
Singing three different projects. I sang Adalgisa at the Met, which went extraordinarily well.
I read the review, and there was no shortage of space devoted to you. What was the opera? Wait, who else was in it?
The opera was Norma, and actually a colleague of mine who also won the Met competition at the same time I did, Angela Mead, was singing her very first Norma at the Met. She had sung it before elsewhere, but she was getting to step on the stage, us together, up on that stage, singing those two roles side by side. And it was thrilling.
Okay, we are so thrilled for you. We feel buoyed. How is it your feet are touching the ground?
I'm not sure they are.
And, you know, you've talked about music that these stunning achievements have led you to, are leading you to. You will be making your debut this Sunday at Spivey Hall.
Yes.
What are the selections?
Well, they're all based on my selections from Cardiff. Anything that I took there that I loved and cherished, I decided to go in and make groups, and it came up with a very healthy length recital. I'll be starting with the Britten Purcell music for a while. Purcell wrote this song. Benjamin Britten realized it much later. I then do a Brahms group. The second group, second major group is Sibelius, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song composer who I have fallen in love with in the last several years. The third group that I get to sing is Charles Ives, one of my absolute favorite composers.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Hands down. Probably one of my favorite American composers for sure. And then the final group is the wonderful Elgar Sea Pictures, which is just one of my favorites.
So gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
After this, after Spivey, do you get to rest?
A little bit. A little bit. I'm in one of my learning periods right now, so I'm preparing music for the winter and springtime. So I do get a little bit of time at home. I will be, my head will be buried in a book, but I will be in my pajamas.
Good. Jamie Barton, it's something special to have you here at WABE, and always special to hear you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.